criticism by, on a global level, it tended to overdeal with it by saying that it's external, and then by circling the wagons and by attacking the messengers. Obviously, I've got a
personal... But now everyone's becoming cynical of Wikipedia. So now the criticism's more welcome because now everyone's more weary.
And do you see that as hell, as good or bad then? Is that the beginning of the end or the end of the beginning, Mest?
It's the beginning of the end of the beginning.
I'm scratching my head now to figure out, do you think it's a good thing?
It's certainly a good thing if people are more critical, but the question is, will it get anything accomplished? Will people say, we need to look at these articles, we need to do some reform action, or should we just tell some people to just go because they're causing more trouble than they're worth?
And would you have, what would your take on that be? What do you think would need doing, if anything?
How to explain it? Well, for one, the dispute resolution system is a bit shaky. Arbitration is pretty effective. The problem is that's the only effective step. My biggest complaint is that arbitration is the only binding step there is. I mean, it's pointless doing dispute resolution when you do not have binding power, because otherwise all the words you're saying are in vain.
A community ban works pretty well. It's just that it's rather hard to actually get those put in place.
And in fact, I'll just bring Beastone back in here now, because you've been listening, have you, Beastone?
Yes, I've been listening the whole time.
And just to hear Mest's take on the fact that the there's a gap, or there's something missing from dispute resolution. I'll just hand over to you for a couple of seconds, because that's basically where your proposal comes in. So explain what's on your mind.
Well, sure. The reason why I came up with this idea, which I had originally called Ombudsman's Committee, and I'm considering renaming it the Editor's Consultative Committee. One can find it at Wikipedia, Ombudsman's Committee. It's essentially to create a sort of introspective committee, which would be official, albeit purely consultative, and would have some sort of parity, perhaps, to ARBCOM, not in the way that it would have teeth or the ability to pass judgments or to make rulings, but simply the ability to investigate and come out within a position that very well may be contrary or different from perhaps what the official process has already developed it to be. Someone might ask, why is this necessary? Why do we need this? My answer would be, in many universities, especially the ones that I've been intimately involved in and a student of, there have been ombudsman's commissions and committees that have been made up of people of varying positions in the university, and some people who are not exactly members of the university but had some sort of connection to it, that took upon the responsibility of being an official, albeit somewhat unrelated to the normal bureaucracy of everything. And it gave them the ability to have an introspective ability. And I think that introspective ability is something that the Wikipedia project is sorely missing right now. We just don't have enough of it. We don't have people who are able to come together with a coalesced voice to say, we firmly believe that this process is flawed. And moreover, for them to have the ability to do so as an official position, that's the beauty of an ombudsman's committee for a university or a government or sometimes even a corporation, usually nonprofit corporations, that this is an official committee. And when they have the ability to come out with an official position that isn't the main official position, but at least it could be on the so-called letterhead of the organization which they're representing.
So I'll just pause you there for a sec, just to get head over to Mest. It's you mentioned that the dispute resolution being a little bit broken. I think what Beastone's suggesting is that there could be another body, which he the ombuds or consulting, some kind of committee that could issue opinions that might, whilst not necessarily being sanctions and binding, might guide and shape the community in the right direction. What do you think of that, Mest?
Well, an especially effective committee would be like a leadership committee. Would this consultative committee be some sort of leadership?
It might That's be like a conscience of a sort. Like, this would be the conscience of Wikipedia.
And would they make petitions to the board or some? What they would do is they would give advice, wouldn't it? On how to address the issues. And then after they give the advice, they could be like, the committee has spoken, you should try this out.
Something like that. And perhaps even review internal situations, such as, you know, the ARBCOM recently ruled on a case, we've examined the evidence, you know, we believe that the ARBCOM was incorrect in their decision. Of course, the Ombudsman Committee doesn't have the ability to overrule ARBCOM. It's purely consultative. Though at least it would be something out there to say, hey, we think that it's kind of broken.
What's your feedback then, Mess? I mean, we had a discussion unrecorded yesterday, Mark, myself, and B-Stone, and we were sort of I was certainly feeling that there's it's a very laudable aim, a very good goal, but we were having trouble to work out how we could sort of start it. I think, Mark, your advice summed up was best to sort of show people what you're on about, put something into action and give it a go.
Well, it was more like show that it's actually useful and does something helpful, and if you do, then you'll have a pretty good case for making it more official, I suppose. I mean, just to draw a comparison, it was the AMA, the Associate Members Advocates, Association of Members Advocates. They tried to insert themselves into the arbitration process, and given their dismal track record, it was not well received, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prove that your idea actually has merit, and you know, will actually be of practical use, and I think you'll be a little more successful than they were.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What do you think, Matt?
The problem with Wikipedia is that everyone keeps discussing things. They keep discussing it until the idea dies because the discussion goes in circles and goes nowhere. Now, if we held a discussion about creating Wikipedia as an openly edited encyclopedia to begin with, it would have never been made. So I think what the best course of action is here is to just create it, and then they would be able to give advice, and if it's a good idea, it'll be kept. If it's a bad idea, it'll be lynched.
I agree.
And with that, I think actually, Mess, you've summed up a lot of, you know, a lot of how Wikipedia works, you know, right to its heart. That's pretty much it. And I think if anyone's got any closing thoughts, if I was clever, I'd have prepared something, but I'm not, so I haven't. I think we'll call it a day there, guys. We've covered all the topics that we spoke about. I hope you've enjoyed taking part, and I'll be surprised and pleased if anyone enjoys listening to it.
Hopefully this is the first of many.
Many, in fact, yeah. And do post on the Wikipedia page there. As I said at the open, my vision for it is to be decentralized for everyone that wants to host a Skypecast to be free to do so, and for it to be a real platform to improve communications throughout the project. Any last final thoughts from you, B-Stone?
No.
I'll let you say goodbye then. That's a hint.
No, yes. Good evening, gentlemen.
And Mest?
Good night.
And Mark?
I will let go what he said. Good night, everyone.
Yeah. Cheers, guys. See you next time.
Ta-ta. Okay.